just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
So Ryan, you know what I think is the scariest thing about Halloween?
The creeping fear that you're getting too old to enjoy children's holidays anymore.
What are you talking about? I love that candy. I can game. I can totally handle the candy for Halloween stuff.
Oh, maybe it's just me.
All right. No, it's Christmas. Christmas is the scariest part about Halloween.
Honestly, Christmas is the scariest part of every year, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I jumped onto Google real quick today, like most Americans do,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that popped up is it said, Disney's Christmas party coming to the whatever park, right? And I was like, already? What are you talking about? We're still in the middle of Halloween. How can they possibly be starting Christmas parties already?
Sure.
Good news, it's actually for November 8th.
Okay.
So basically the day after Halloween.
They're not mixing the Halloween and the Christmas parties together.
But legitimately, that's a week after Christmas, after Halloween, right? And I don't think that's officially, like, Disney celebrates it a few days late. So, you know, within just minutes, they're going to basically turn off one set of lights and go to the next.
I think people really enjoy, actually, the fact that on October 31st, there is nothing but Halloween decorations, and you come back in on November 2nd, and it's all Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, I read somewhere that people, you know, does it really hurt you to let people enjoy their holidays for as long as they want? Not really, but it does get a little grating to be bombarded with holiday after holiday after holiday after holiday,
right?
And have no break between. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, give me a minute to breathe. Like, I just got over my candy coma, and we haven't even celebrated Thanksgiving yet.
It's,
you know,
completely true. Because the second that that's, I mean, in the world, generally speaking, not for Disney, but as soon as you're done with Christmas, you basically jump, you get a couple of weeks, and then it's right into Valentine's Day.
Right.
Which is another candy coma.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this.
Well, and
I shouldn't be complaining about none of it.
Yeah, well, I used to work at a craft store, and crafters, they need to start on their crafts for holidays fairly early.
Yeah, that would make sense.
So I would be super irritated that in early October, we were getting Christmas stuff.
Yeah.
And literally unboxing it and putting it out. But, you know, those people, you need time to work on crafts for holidays and things like that. So I guess maybe I'm just desensitized to the fact that it happens all the time.
Yes. And so was I. So am I. Because we were at, you know, Home Depot. They already have Christmas trees out, which,
sure,
not going to lie, kind of love it. I'm not upset about it. But the thought of Disney having a Christmas party in the middle of their Halloween season freaked me out.
Oh, for sure.
So that was totally scaring.
Thank goodness that was not the case.
Could you imagine?
Nobody show up to Disney thinking they're about to go to a Christmas party this month. It's just not going to happen.
Could you imagine just sitting there with their... But the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party for the first night,
yeah,
is sold out.
Already?
Of course it is.
And this is... People love their holidays. There are the people that are the Halloween crazy folks, and then there are the people that are the Christmas crazy folks.
It's true.
And I feel like they're not the same person. So Disney's really tapping into both markets, you know?
Yeah, legitimately true, because that's how the Halloween got so big, is it was the anti-Christmas folks that are just like, well, we can have a biggest holiday as Christmas is, right?
Right.
And it's true, and they do. And so the world's a better place for it, is all I'm going to say.
Right. I agree. Like, I envy people that have the energy to be that into holidays.
Oh.
I find them personally exhausting.
And we don't even have kids.
And yeah, I have no children to worry about. So it's, I have no excuse. But I say if you're that excited about holidays that you're willing to put in the effort and to work that hard and all that stuff,
yeah,
good for you. Yeah. I am 100% team you for doing that, but I don't want to hear about it. It makes me tired just thinking about it.
You know? I want to hear all about it. I just don't want to do it.
Oh, okay.
So
I'll tell you about it.
All about us not doing it. But for the Christmas season this year, Tomorrowland Speedway is getting like a overlay.
Which a Christmas overlay for Tomorrowland Speedway?
Can you imagine?
No.
Yeah, it's they're going to be receiving special holiday overlay with thousands of lights.
I was about to ask if it was the grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Oh, that would be a overlay. Fun ride. How great would that be? Oh, I'd love it. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor is getting an overlay.
Overlay. I'm sure there's changing jokes and stuff, but I'm sure it'll be fun.
It's getting a brand new holiday, new holiday show is all it says, really.
All right.
We'd love to see
Christmas monsters.
Right. Completely true. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is only at Magic Kingdom, right?
Thus far, what I'm hearing is Magic Kingdom. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that Magic Kingdom did any holiday overlays.
You know, I've not heard of them doing any.
That's so fun.
Because they, like the ones that they normally do in California are really big rides that you can't afford to have down in Florida.
Right.
So it does not surprise me that something like Tomorrowland Speedway that they can close and no one's going to have a meltdown over.
Mm.
And then, like I said, for Monsters, Inc., it may be as little as just changing the show.
Yeah, that's possible.
Which is, you know, all done on screen, so it's very easy to change.
Yeah.
And they're giving people what they want, which is kind of more festive holiday type.
Oh, it's completely what people want.
Yeah.
I just was surprised to hear that they were doing overlays down there. We got to go check them out. That'd be fun.
Well, you notice they're not doing it on, like, Haunted Mansion or Space Mountain or
actually, they are.
What?
Space Mountain is getting a holiday overlay as well.
A Christmas overlay in Space Mountain?
It's what it says.
What?
That is what it says. And Mad Tea Party.
Okay, the Mad Tea Party. But
yeah, that makes sense.
How are you going to do a Christmas overlay in Space Mountain?
I don't know. But it says outer space is getting a holiday overlay, and we can't wait to see how it turns out.
I can't either, because right? That sounds crazy.
I completely want to celebrate
it's all
with
dark.
Santa. I know. Just zooming around with Santa Claus.
In space.
Oh, it would be great. So that one for sure is going to be a lot of fun to go and try to see if we can get on.
Do we know if that's in Florida also or if that's in Disneyland?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you, because the only reason I would believe that it would be Florida is because it referenced Magic or the Laugh Floor,
yeah,
which is not at any other park.
Right.
So it indicates that it's potentially there.
Florida, huh?
That Florida, but maybe not. Maybe they just put it in a great big press release and people, you know, mash up the two parks together.
Which people tend to do.
Completely right. Completely, completely possible that that's definitely what happens. But yeah.
Ooh.
But the next scary thing.
Oh, more scares.
Potentially, Paris might not have Christmas lights on their castle this season.
Record scratch. What?
Can you imagine? Well, we just barely got back from Magic Kingdom this last weekend, and you said, oh, the castle looks like it's in need of a paint job because it's awfully faded.
Yeah.
And then when we got closer, you realized it was completely covered in lights.
Right. Well, after you see Disneyland just recently repainted their castle, and it's like fuchsia and
so bright.
Sapphire blue. It's so pretty.
Yeah.
And then we walked down, and, you know, Cinderella Castle in Florida, it's not fantasy. It feels more real.
Right.
It leans more real.
Yeah.
But even as I was walking toward, I was like, man, that looks a little dull. Why is it not so pretty? And then, like you said, we get up and it's covered in light. So it's like, oh, well, that would be why.
That's where all the color is gone.
Right.
Yeah, but they're obviously in full midst of putting lights all over that
sure.
castle,
mm-hmm.
but they've yet to start the one at Paris, and they are saying that it's because of, quote, technical difficulties that they have yet to start the lights going on that castle.
They forget where the outlet was. Did they forget to
Clark Griswold style?
Did they forget to change over their plugs to the European
We need a converter over here, folks. Oh, so funny. Yeah, so there's speculation that there has been a lot of budget cutting going on in Disney parks recently. Mm. And they think that this might just be one of the things that ended up getting cut this year was the lights all over Cinderella's castle.
Gosh.
Or I'm sorry, what castle's in
Paris? They have Sleeping Beauty Castle.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They've also noticed that there was a specific ice cream shop there that released a very specific ice cream.
Okay.
But then the stand is never open. Like it's never open for people to go and experience this new thing.
Okay.
Because of staffing issues and cutbacks that have already plagued the park. There was apparently a power outage that caused all the parks caused all the rides to go down for a period of time recently too, as well. But with that, the parks have also been cutting the live performers, or what do they call it? The Streetmosphere performers throughout. Right. Mm-hmm. The poor Muppets, they got cut.
I'm so sad that the Muppets are gone. It's a show that I wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And we never were in the right place at the right time to watch it.
We were one time.
Well, we were one time, and then it dumped rain on us like we were in a shower. And, of course, the Muppets are not going to perform in that.
No.
So they ended that show quick.
Right.
But yeah, cutbacks happen in businesses all the time.
Yeah.
And Disney has no exception to this.
Completely right.
Even last year they shut down Rafiki's Planet Watch after the holiday season, and I was like, ooh, what's going on? Ooh. Just come to find out they just couldn't afford to run the thing out there during the slow season. That's exactly what
happened, yeah.
So it's possible that some of these things will come back when their numbers pick up again or whatever.
Christmas lights in February? That won't work.
not that part, but the street performers and things like that could potentially come back. I just think it's a little bit indicative of what's going on in the parks in general.
Yeah.
We are seeing a weird fluctuation in crowds, unlike what we've seen in the past, and I think unlike what Disney was expecting in general for this summer.
That's completely the problem, is that they definitely put out a budget and a plan right at the beginning of the year, and they have an idea of how many people they're going to see in the parks.
Yeah.
And the crowd levels have been lower, much, much lower than expected, which has affected the parks overall, and so they have to make up that money somewhere, and they're doing so by cutting all these things. Yeah.
Well, because apparently Galaxy's Edge was supposed to have a lot of live performances. There was a lot of live interactive experiences while you were in Galaxy's Edge, and all of them were cut.
I forgot about that.
Which is, you know, unfortunate because everyone, we've talked about Galaxy's Edge.
Right.
But I feel like the land is fairly incomplete. And I think a lot of people feel that way without the character performances, with the only single attraction in there until Rise of the Resistance opens. It feels a little incomplete.
Yeah,
it
does.
So
that's definitely true. And I feel like that's definitely what it is missing there, is the fact that there aren't the light performers. You can see the stages that have been built.
Mm-hmm.
And then the few times we've been there, they just sit empty.
Yeah.
And we don't see anywhere on the schedule that they're going to be having any performers.
Right.
On the schedule.
So, because they aren't. Yeah. They aren't going to have any. So I don't feel bad for Disney because they make tons of money, and they're probably not hurting as bad as all that, you know. However, it is a little bit disconcerting to see them go, oh, we're not making the money we thought we would.
Yeah.
We need to pull back. And unfortunately, the areas they pull back in are the ones that are paying performers.
Sure.
You know, paying cast members.
Yeah. Definitely. It's definitely the easiest place to cut back. It's the first place. It's the most non-critical places that don't necessarily drive revenue to the parks.
Right. You can't have rolling blackouts in the parks to save money.
And if you close a ice cream stand like this one in Paris, then now people are missing out on their favorite ice cream, apparently.
Right.
So that's a problem.
But here's the question I have. Where are those slow crowds when we go?
Right?
Like,
yeah, we just got back from, and it was over a weekend, a 3-day weekend, obviously.
This is the problem.
But even the line to get magnets was around the park.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, in Florida, one of the things that I do love about Florida is that they have annual pass holder magnets, and they come out with new ones. Like every month, there's another pass holder magnet that they come out with, it feels like.
Yeah.
And you get them for free just for being an annual pass holder. You just have to go and pick them up.
Right.
No big deal normally. They're usually in the back of a store that you can get to pretty easily. This time, we had to go out through a breezeway, and there was like a 10-15 minute line of people just trying to get magnets. I was like, good night. That's a lot of people.
It was unexpected.
Yeah. And like we said, it was a 3-day holiday weekend where a lot of people might be doing their last hoorah before the holidays kind of thing rolls around. Right. And it was a busy while we were there.
Completely. Yeah. The funny thing about Epcot, I don't notice it always, but when you do notice it, it's very true that it's basically the Las Vegas of Disney parks.
Oh.
Like, you see people that have drank too much, literally on curbs, just sitting there. You know? And you're like...
Yeah, you hear a lot of drunk conversations.
You hear a lot of drunk conversations. Mm-hmm. It's pretty shocking that you're just like, oh, wow, this is legitimately Las Vegas of Disney.
It's interesting. I'm pretty sure that that's not the image that Disney is going for.
Oh, that's...
They definitely don't want the Epcot to become the drunk park, but it's literally what it is.
It is.
People have entire wardrobes based on Drink Around the World, where you go to all the different countries in the world showcase and drink. Oh my gosh,
that's right.
It's a lot of alcohol being consumed in Epcot.
Legitimately.
And so, you know, if you're a drinker, have fun with it for sure, but also try to keep it clean, because, like, we walk through those parks sometimes and those people are very loudly having very loud, random conversations that I don't know are appropriate for a Disney park all times.
They're not. They're definitely not. But the Drinking Around the World, gosh, that's like, talk about another scary subject, right? Because there's like 15 pavilions, aren't there?
Yeah, there are some people that cannot handle that much alcohol and should not be drinking that much in public, right, in my opinion.
Oh.
I'm not a drinker personally, so I have no room to talk. I'm not like, ooh, I drank all the way around the world and I was fine. I just don't drink.
Well, I mean, Cokes we do.
Oh, right? Man. If there was a Drink Around the World Coke edition, I would be all over it. And I would drink all of y'all under the table.
They should totally do that. Bring back Club Cool, where they have the Coke of that country throughout. And you get, but you'll have to buy it. Like,
right,
you,
yeah.
You know, they're selling it to you for apparently $6. Apparently
they should have them all in like glass bottles specifically for each pavilion.
Mm.
And then you could get one from each pavilion that has like a specific country style on the outside of the bottle.
I'm willing to guess they don't have glass anywhere in the parks. But
oh, that's very true. Can you imagine? That'd be terrible.
Because we had a friend that tried to bring glass in and they didn't. We're not having that.
They wouldn't
that.
Even let you in past security with glass. Don't try.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's going
to
be a problem.
That's what's scary to me is everyone talks about how slow it is, and then we get there and it's crazy busy.
It's true.
Of course, we went to Magic Kingdom, which is always crazy. I don't know that we've ever been to a day at Magic Kingdom where we didn't walk out of there exhausted.
Yeah, but we also did Hollywood Studios and Epcot, and all three parks were really busy.
That's very true.
Wait times were through the roof.
And half of Epcot is under construction anyway.
Oh, wow. Isn't that true?
Because you have walls up everywhere and things coming down and things closing. And yeah, like
we talked about
it. I didn't even realize this. Did you know that they closed Figment before the park closed?
I had no idea that was possible, especially like going on right now on that busy of a holiday weekend and stuff. Like, why would you do that?
Maybe they were broken or like shut down for another reason. But yeah, we're just casually walking towards Figment and they're like, sorry, we're closed for tonight. And it's like, what?
And they do have also the Pixar Short Festival, the Pixar Shorts back there.
Yeah, Pixar Shorts.
And they said that whole section was closed off for some reason.
Yeah.
I wonder why suspicious. That would be. Do you think it has to do with the new nighttime show?
Maybe it's their version of budget cuts. They're shutting down Figment in the...
That's a very good point. That's a very good possibility.
I doubt they're very popular that late at night because most kids are not
hanging
out.
No, it's a complete walk-on for us every single time.
Right.
People start their day on Figment and don't go back.
So I assume that most of the adults are around the pavilions at that point, drinking, waiting for the fireworks.
I bet that's a fair point, though, that it's budget cuts.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Or it may happen all the time, and we just don't know. I can't remember the last time we tried to go on Figment at 9 o'clock at night. But
yeah, we'll do more research and get back to you, folks.
We'll get right back to you.
Our in-depth analysis of Figment.
So what you're telling me is that Halloween is not the only scary time at Disney parks.
That's Christmas is the real scary time. Yeah.
Although we've had great times at Christmas time at Disney too. But
yeah, and I think it'll be fun to experience it again this year.
Yeah, I think I...
Because it wasn't really Christmas season. No, it would have been if we went over Thanksgiving last time, right?
We did. I don't think we went at all in December, except for December 31st we went.
Oh, that was a bad idea.
And that was horrific.
Yeah.
Talk about
a Las Vegas showdown.
Right. So as scary as it might seem this time of year, just know that the scariest stuff is just around the corner.
This is a precursor.
Gird your loins, because it's going to get crazy in Disney coming up. At least that's what Disney hopes for.
Yeah.
We'll have to see what all of their price changing and what their opening of new lands has done for them and see how they come out on the other side of this holiday season.
It's true.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's like I always say, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.